Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
Mikey Meatballs is fiddling with the knob. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bry, and Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
These guys did a nice job. I'm guessing. I'm hearing good things. I get good feedback on Spotify Live, third and fourth quarter of the Cincinnati Miami game. That's over. 27-15 final. Okay, I was wrong a little bit. I took the Dolphins, but I also said, first of all, I said it was going to be 27-17, but wrong team. The under hit, that's 8-3 in night games to the under. I advised taking -9.5 both sides, but I did not see another Tua injury coming. Slung down on his head. That's the big news. I had no audio. It looked terrible. I know there was a cart on the field for a half an hour. I felt like it's one of those times you feel like you're rooting for the gladiators in ancient Rome. Like, what the hell am I watching here? But it looked bad. Parlay kid, tell me. I don't know, because when I'm watching with no audio, I was at an event, and I see the first thing I see is the fingers. I don't want to get too graphic, but it was really his fingers were bent, and I'm like, okay. I felt he fell on his hand. And so for 10 minutes, I'm like, wow, what for someone who fell on his hand? But it wasn't that. Head hit the turf hard, and he's out. I think he traveled home with the team, though.
Yeah, he did. That's what they're saying, Sal, that Tua is traveling back with the team. That's a great sign. Probably hoping the Dolphins can save a little bit of face here because they are getting pounded by – doctors and others in the media saying, how is this guy even on the field today? There's going to be lawsuits. I don't know if that's all happening, but boy, I'm sure upper management, coaches, team doctor, I think everybody is in one way breathing a sigh of relief that he's traveling home with the team. But another way, I think they're scared right now. I think they're scared.
Well, there's good news. They announced he's starting next Sunday.
Oh, no. They could find out that he has two concussions in 4 days, and then I don't know what the appropriate punishment is there for that, but it's definitely not what the league wants, Harry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Harry, you seem like you want them to talk.
Bridgewater.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, just saying, after that, though, Bridgewater came in, let him down the field at the end of the first half, made it 14-12, thought he may give them a little juice heading into the third quarter, into the second half, but Burrow pulls it out at the end. Nice job by the Bengals, and now the AFC champs are back in business.
Well, they were winning, right? The Dolphins in the fourth quarter? Was that right? Well, they were winning 15-14 in the fourth quarter. But here's the thing. It looked like it was bad. So Tua gets hurt, right? They put Bridgewater in on like a 3rd and 17. I think they get 16. They punt, right? And then Higgins long touchdown, right? So you figure that's it. I think, what did that make it, like 14-6 or something? I'm confused with the score, but you figure that would be it.
It did make it 14-6. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
14-6. So then, but the Dolphin Bridgewater, I didn't see a lot of it, Bri. Bridgewater kept them in it?
Yeah, Bridgewater was solid. I mean, they blew that opportunity. When they went up 15-14, they really needed to score a touchdown on that drive. And then after Cincy took the lead, then they came down, moved the ball a little bit, and then Bridgewater was picked. So that kind of ended the game there. But
they were in Cincy territory. That ball was picked on like the 15-yard line. Yeah. Miami could have easily have taken the lead there. All of a sudden it's a 27-15 final, and you kind of think wasn't that close. I mean, if Bridgewater doesn't get picked,
he underthrows Gasecki.
Miami might take the lead.
Gasecki, right? And then a big.
Yeah, he threw it like Gasecki wasn't looking for the ball. Right. I don't know what happened there. He just wasn't looking.
And then a long pass to Jamar Chase.
No, I mean, look, Bridgewater's a great backup to have, right? He obviously could probably, again, it's like we've said before. I mean, he could obviously start maybe on some teams.
Sure.
But he's the type of guy you want as a backup. He did make a couple of really nice plays.
But But Bri, like you said, when they had first and goal at the five and only got a few, ran up the middle two or twice in a row with Mostert.
Right, it wasn't his fault. I mean, it was just the play calling was weak.
Yeah, 14 for 23, 193, a pick and a touchdown is you know, that's what you ask for a guy who didn't take first snaps all week. When I say all week for 3 days.
Did he land at 193? It's funny because at halftime.
What was it?
I think the over-under at halftime was, 193 there, 193.5
total,
or something
right
like
in
that.
There.
I think I said that. Yeah, it was right in
so
there.
Burrow so Burrow goes over his over his number, 287 he ends up with, two touchdowns. Yeah. Only one sack, which is the good news for the Bengals, right? You want that number low. Harry, you win the bet for all of us again, two in a row. You had Barkley Monday night, Joe Mixon to score first Thursday night, even though you did not spend $36 on Joe Mixon in the free agent fantasy pickup. You picked up Samaje Perine, who had one carry and 0 yards, right?
Beautiful. Good. I didn't start him. I went, look, I had Cincinnati. I had over Burrow on passing yards and first touchdown Mixon. I'll take that for a night.
There you go. And T. Higgins, obviously, with a big grab now at 124 on the night. Tyreek Hill at 10. And Paulie, kid, you predicted a big night out of Hill after a bad one. Or mediocre, modest one last week. Yeah, 160.
That's correct. So I think I got a little bit lucky because I jumped off of Waddle, jumped on Gesicki and Hill. That worked out for me big time.
Right.
Yeah.
Did I good win with on Boyd? Hill. I'm looking now because I just got back. I had 47. What did I say for an over under?
I thought it was over 41.5.
Am I a genius?
He got it right away. He got it right away. He had a long reception right away.
I'm really good. All right. So Burrow over wins. Boyd wins over. Gesicki 23. That wins. Wow, we had some close ones.
My play, I didn't. Almost. Chase didn't score.
Oh, almost, Bri. Chase
almost at the end. We really needed that. I had a lot of money on him to score. That sucked.
Bombs away, Ski. Bombs away. Right.
Bombs went just over the total for Joe Burrow, but 27-15. You're right. Closer game than the score indicates, but Bengals win. Sure. Now the Dolphins 3-1. We don't know what to make of this team now without Tua. I have no idea what the diagnosis is. If we see him 6 weeks out for the rest of the year, what would you say, Parley Kid? I mean, just knowing what they're not going to want to take any kind of chance, right? So he'd have to clear 17 protocols at this point.
Well, look, we've seen football players come back the next week,
right?
After concussions, right? So if they're just diagnosing this and saying, "Hey, this was really just his first one."
Mm-hmm.
We could see him there's no way he's back in a week, but we could see him in a couple weeks if that's the case. I think the Dolphins have such backlash.
That's the thing.
Right now, that we might not see him for at least till half the season is over.
They're going to be punished at least a month without being punished. Like, someone's going to get in there and be like, "Hey, this 100% you're sitting this guy," and
100%
without us even sanctioning you. So that's that. All right. So thanks to Harry getting us on the board. An NFLPA investigation is ongoing. Harry gets us on the board. Now, the investigation's not about Harry winning a bet, but
the way you said I thought it was. I thought they're investigating Harry confused. For something.
I know. Babyface
be a couple things.
Babyface is sending me notes in the middle of a sentence, but Mixon plus 410. Good job. We got in there. Hey, extrapoints.com/arcade. You get the pick'em contest, $100 to the winner. You do the prop quiz. That gets you a nice gold cap. Takes 45 seconds. Fill it out. Have some fun. Now, speaking of fun, I'm going to wake up at 6:30 a.m. I'm going to put the volume on nice and low the night before. I'm going to put on the NFL Network, and I'm going to turn the TV on. I don't think the sound of the TV going on is going to wake up my spouse. I recommend doing this. TV way low. And then you lay in bed at 6:30 on the West Coast and watch the Vikings and the Saints in London. This is at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. 2.5, the Vikings are favored over the home team. Saints 43.5 is the over-under. Harry, I'll let you take it away with the Vikings. You love this team, and why wouldn't you love them this week against a team we don't even know if, speaking of quarterbacks not starting, Winston not practicing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I've been to the Tottenham Spurs Stadium. Beautiful place. Winston looks like you just mentioned, probably out. Looks like maybe Andy Dalton's in. Saints easily could be 0-3 at this point. And not for nothing, guys, but Alvin Kamara has fell so far stats-wise that you probably at this point aren't even starting him in fantasy. You got Olave, Kamara, and Jarvis Landry combined so far through three games for the Saints. They've got two turnovers and zero touchdowns. Cousins last week saved Minnesota, a late quarter heroics. That carries across the pond. Justin Jefferson snaps out of his two-game slide, I think, puts on a show for the fans in England. Minnesota rolls. Cheers, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little worried that it's 2.5. I think with Winston's, first of all, he's got a back injury parlay kid, right? And what is that, like a 14-hour plane ride? Like, is there a worse injury? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's those bed seats you get on some of these nice fancy flights, but that's sure. A terrible, terrible injury to have to.
Well, can we wait to see that? What yeah. happens? Can we get input from Harry tomorrow yeah. after he flies to California with the bed?
Yeah, Harry, but
that's true.
Harry, supposedly on Ken's private jet, Harry has got one of those beds on it, so he's going to be able to lay down the whole time.
Oh, good. All right, yeah, Harry.
Like I did for Spotify Live.
Harry has a back injury. He told us yesterday morning, or technically this morning. How's that feeling, Harry?
It's okay because, like I just said on the Spotify show, I just laid down on the couch doing it. I didn't have to. But now I'm back at the table doing it professionally here for our podcast.
What about like walking around? So we'll what about done, when all this nonsense is over and you have to like walk and stand up?
It might still be pretty sore. Okay.
He actually termed it as he said he got his back injury from doing the podcast. That's what he said.
Really?
Today.
Wow. True.
He said he got it from doing the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of suing.
Fill out the workers' comp.
Speaking of suing, Skate.
Fill out the workers' comp document. See what we could do. Instead of forward it to Toby. I feel like they're begging you to take the Vikings, and I'm going to go along with it. I don't love this Vikings team, but you know, when you don't, when if it could be Andy Dalton, and same with Michael Thomas. We don't know what's going on with him. Dalvin Cook, though, on the other side, partially separated shoulder, but Vikings are slightly less banged up. And here's an interesting thing. In London games not involving the Jaguars, favorites are 18-3-1 straight up and 15-7 against the spread. I'll give you this one, Harry. 28-19 Vikings.
Okay.
I think they win this one. All right. Now our team, parlay kit, the Cowboys, home for the Washington Commies. -3, 41.5. I don't know. I'm reading into these lines too much. I'm in love with this Cowboys team. I think they should be favored by more. I don't think Wentz. Well, first of all, Wentz over Kupp, is that a point or is that 0 points? What do you think, Parley Kid? And how do you see this game?
Well, so look, you know, we were talking about this on Spotify Live just a little while ago. And, you know, if I were to harken back to my days of doing Guess the Lines with you, locked up in a closet somewhere, I would have easily said, my guess would have been -5.5 for the Cowboys this week. That's what I would have said. I would have said, coming off a nice win, judging the fact that Washington cannot protect Wentz. Part of it's not all the line's fault. Some of it's Wentz's fault as well, holding on to the ball a little too long, et cetera, et cetera. And with this Cowboys ferocious rush and Wentz really not having the escapability of at least like a Daniel Jones. I know Wentz has some mobility, but this Cowboys defense should really dominate this game. Rush, again, is going to have to be a game manager. I think the Cowboys are going to be able to run the ball with Zeke and Pollard, setting up Rush to throw the ball effectively. Possibly, I'm thinking Gallup is back this week, unless because Dallas is now 2-1. Maybe they're saying to themselves, can we go another week without Gallup? It's possible. But just if he's back, all the more reason to really jump on this -3 here, Sal. I don't see any scenario of the Cowboys. My gosh.
What is going
my
on, gosh, Harry? Is that your back cracking? What is wrong? What happened?
You must have just thrown out your back. If your back was bothering you, that would have hurt you right there, that sneeze.
That was a cough. That was a minor cough.
Say it's nothing. Well, turn away from the mic, and then it's nothing. But
it is. It's all spin
like
on your screen.
We're trying to talk about our team here. How are we supposed to get excited about the Cowboys there?
Have some respect for the Cowboys.
You're playing Washington. Come on. You're playing Washington.
Well, look, Sal, so defense dominates.
Did I cough up long when you were talking about your favorite team, the Vikings? Show some respect here, Harry. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the most glaring matchup here, or matchup mismatch, is the Cowboys defense against the Commanders. We pressured the Giants 24 times, and Wentz took 9 sacks last week, and he has 19, I'd say he's 15 for the year.
Right.
Yeah, well, so that's bad. That's rough.
What you do know then is Washington is going to change up their game plan, right? They're going to try to run the ball more. They're going to get the ball out of Wentz's hands a lot more quickly. Yeah. I don't know. That just might lead to some Wentz turnovers. So either way, I think the Cowboys can handle this game. And I just think the 3 is just too low here. So I think jump on it before it moves, I guess.
And their defense hasn't been good in a couple of years now, Washington. They have a lot of 27.3 points a game, over 400 yards per game. Look, if it's Cooper Rush facing the Cowboys defense, it's a different story, right? But it's Wentz facing the Cooper Rush, who's 63% about, over 500 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no mistakes. That's all you can ask for him. Commanders 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 against Dallas. I think it's a little bit ugly. 19-12. The under is probably the play, but I think it's one of those games. But I'd be surprised if we blew this, and I'm a little surprised that it's only -3. All right, Titans at the Colts. This is 3.5 and 43. Bri, you and I are on the Titans. I looked it up. The last time Matt Ryan won consecutive games was November 1968. So it seems like a long time. I certainly wouldn't bet Matt Ryan again, although I was impressed that he came down there and won that game. Say what you will about the Chiefs getting unlucky and everything. It showed me a little bit of something, but the 3.5, the extra half point makes me immediately stare at this game and want to take Tennessee, another team I don't like. But who do you like?
I agree. It's that 3.5, right? By getting to the 3.5, I really actually love Tennessee in this game. The Colts just aren't good enough offensively for me to cover that 3.5. Mm-hmm. And the Titans have had the Colts' number. They've won 3 straight in this series, 4 of the last 5. Vrabel's had their number. And some of these haven't even been close. So I think defensively they're going to get after Ryan. I think it probably will be somewhat a lower scoring game. Mm-hmm. But I think we overreacted probably in the Buffalo Tennessee game a little bit. Tennessee's probably still against certain teams is solid. Raiders being one of them. Colts will probably be one of them too.
But we overreacted the other way too and jumped on Buffalo against Miami. But it's hard to get a hold of any of these games for sure.
I know, but I would definitely. I really like the 3.5 in this game.
Jonathan Taylor missing practice for the first time since high school. That was an interesting story. So maybe not getting the best of Jonathan Taylor. And you're sort of, one thing the Titans could be happy about is it seems like Henry's back on track, right? He also caught 5 balls for 58 yards.
Yeah, that was the weird thing last week. He had a bunch of catches.
Talked about Colts offense, 32nd in expected points added per drive. That's bad. Titans 4-1 against the number in the last 5 in Indy. And 4-1 overall in the last 5 against the spread overall, just in the last 5 meetings. I think this is 19-17. The Indianapolis Megan Gale is loose. So give me the Titans plus 3.5. All right, let's take a quick break. First of all, get all your action in at Caesars Sportsbook.
All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars Empire. And your very first bet, it's on Caesars. Up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii,
Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXONTARIO.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with, I don't know, just like seven more games. That sounds good.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Jacksonville at Philadelphia. This is a fun one. What's the number here, Brian? Is it still 6.5?
What are we, yeah, it was 6.5 last I checked.
45.5, Doug Peterson against his old team. You know, not enough is made out of this, what happened with Doug Peterson and him, like, agreeing to screw the Giants. Shouldn't this have been a huge deal? Like, they completely screwed the Giants as an Eagles coach, taking Hurts out. I don't know if it was halftime or somewhere in the third quarter. I can't remember. And it kept the prevented the Giants from making the playoffs. And then he gets fired in the offseason, right? So interesting matchup right there. Eagles, one of the few 3-0 against the spread. Actually, are they the only ones out? The Dolphins are out against the spread? Might be the only 3-0 team. We got to check that. Mm. Check that, babyface. More importantly, Jacksonville. I would like them more here, except they're 1-18 straight up in their past 19 road games and 1-5 against the spread in their last six road games. And the Eagles, can't believe I'm saying this, but I love Hurts in this situation. He's a mobile quarterback, not like last week, the quarterback the Jags played was the guy who was wincing, Justin Herbert, with every drop back, 24-16. You don't think that's enough points, Brian? You like it over?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I really want to take the Jaguars. I do think this is one of the best matchups of the day. It's a fun one. But I get, you know, I wanted to take the Jaguars, but I could see where the Eagles maybe, you know, cover. I think maybe you talked about this with Simmons the other night, but you could see where just, I mean, they're 3-0 so far against the spread. I could see them being one of those teams who all of a sudden go like 13-4 against the spread right on the season or something like that. So I do worry about maybe them pulling away late, but I thought 45.5 was low. I mean, I do think the Eagles and Hurts are going to score plenty of points. And the thing about the last two, even though both of these teams have gone under somewhat, I think, you know, the Eagles kind of coasted the last 2 weeks in the second halves, right? They haven't had to do anything. They've been in control of these games. I do think Jacksonville's going to make them work a little bit. So I think there's going to be some points put up in this one. I'm going to say it's a 27-23 game. Eagles take the lead late in that game.
All right. Hey, I hope it's a good game. I hope it's fun.
Yeah, we
like those, you know, of course I want the Jaguars to win ultimately, but I just don't think there's enough there. All right. Buffalo at Baltimore. Ravens, a 3-point underdog. 51 is the over under. Hard to believe one of these two is going to have two losses through 4 weeks. And I think you guys will agree maybe not, that the winning quarterback will be the MVP favorite. I mean, it's hard to believe that Lamar Jackson right now, I'm going to become one of those jerks I hate that's talking about the MVP in late September. But 10 touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, right, is like fourth at 7-1, right, Harry? A little weird. And so you look at Josh Allen is plus 300. If he wins this game, what is he going to be, plus 250? It's kind of crazy. But anyway, I'm going Bills. Buffalo 7-1-1 against this spread in the last nine following an ATS loss, and 6-1-1 against the spread in the last eight following just a straight up loss. Nothing against Lamar. He's going to put up good numbers, but Ravens allowed 68 points in the last 2 weeks, and that's not good against a hungry Bills offense. A lot of dumb things happened last week. No more temper tantrums from Ken Dorsey, at least not this week. This time, 30-23, I'm going Bills. Harry, you're with me.
Yeah, like you said, Sal, despite what Lamar Jackson's been able to do, Baltimore's secondary, yeah, like you said, giving up 68 points the last 2 weeks, and more bad news for this Baltimore team. Their nose tackle, Michael Pierce, who signed a three-year deal in March, is now done for the season. On the Bills' side, offense is just rolling. Allen already has over 1,000 yards. Bills had over 500 yards from scrimmage last week against the Dolphins. In their other two games, they've had over 400. I think Allen really exploits the secondary here, and I think they cover and win by 10. And in fact, the Bills, the last 14, this is crazy, last 14 wins have all been by double digits, and their last 22 of 23 wins have been by double digits, which is wild. Shows you how great Josh Allen really is. So I'm going to take the Bills, and I'm going to lay the points. The
thing that bothers me, I think they signed Xavier Rhodes today. The Bills, their secondary is pretty banged up too, right? We know Poyer's out, and
Poyer hides out. Yeah. Poyer missed the game last week, but
it just could be a slugfest. But I still like giving the three here for the team that, you know, they typically bounce back after a loss, and a bad one at that for the Bills. All right, Parley Kid, Jets at Steelers. Steelers 3.5, 41.5. The return of Zach Wilson. Just as important, I think. Well, I don't know. I mean, Tomlin's not letting on that he's taking Trubisky out anytime soon, but I kind of think he needs to win to keep this job. Both teams are not very – neither team's good. They both needed miracles to avoid being winless, if you think about it, right? Pittsburgh against Cincinnati, even though they were winning that game opening Sunday, right? They needed some weird kicking miscues and stuff to happen in that game to win that game. And the Jets, ridiculous comeback against the Browns. Otherwise, we're looking at both these teams looking for their first win. Steelers, 6-1-1 straight up in their last eight home games. I think they win 23-17, but I think the better bet is Steelers -1.5, -115 for the first half, thinking that Trubisky's got to get off to a good start and Zach Wilson might get off to a little sluggish start. Maybe he'll figure it out a little bit down the road, but I don't think he has a good first half. That's my pick, ultimately, Steelers -1.5 first half.
I like that, Sal, but I'm going to go against you here. I'm going to be taking the Jets, getting the 3.5 points here from the Steelers. I think Wilson brings some energy here to the Jets in this game. I'm still waiting. Look, the Jets, to me, you know, they've drafted some O-linemen throughout the past couple of years. They have drafted running backs, Carter, Breece Hall. This time their running game starts to really step up. They got to help this young kid. And I think maybe this week it kind of happens. And now I know, as you said, the Steelers have been pretty good at home, Sal. But one thing you have to realize is they're 0-6 when Watt does not play. They don't win without TJ Watt. They just don't win football games without him. And this is a game without him. Their defense is not the same without him, which is going to greatly help the Jets. I think the Jets hang around in this game a lot. I think their young players, Wilson as a receiver, he's got to be 18 catches in three games, on pace for over 100 catches in his rookie year here. Looks really solid. I think, and I, like I said, I think Wilson enables the Jets to do a little bit more with their offense than what Flacco did. They'll get a little bit more creative here. I think they'll also try to run the ball to help Wilson out, keeping this game as close as possible. Let's take the Jets and the points here, Sal.
Babyface, what do you think? This is your team. This is really, really it. I mean, you lose this game, and I don't think there's any comeback. We see the Bengals are making a little bit of a comeback. The Ravens, you know, are going to be solid. The Browns are sticking around and going to be respectable, it looks, at least, until Deshaun Watson comes back. Are you laying a 3.5, babyface?
It is. It's definitely a must-win game. I like your bet, but what makes me nervous is I think I sent you a stat. Under Matt Canada, in 20 games, the Steelers have only scored four first-quarter touchdowns. Four.
Well, Brian is nuts. Brian, remember, we always, when Big Ben was the quarterback last year, was either 0, 3, or 7 at half every single week, mostly zeros and threes. You're right. I think it's just a little, I don't know. I don't know that players think like this, but I just see Trubisky maybe throwing a touchdown pass in the first half, which is why I like that. But I won't be putting big money on the Jets, Steelers either way. All right, Brian, your team, the Raiders. 2.5, 45.5, home against Denver. I'm sticking with them. Talk about a team that needs a win. Josh McDaniels, absolute must win for him. And I feel like he's got the coaching matchup advantage finally against Nate Hackett. Like I said, the Raiders now, Brian, I can get the AFC Raiders to win the AFC West 20-1 if I want it. If I really want it, it's right there. I have it at 7-1. I'm down on the Broncos. I feel like they could easily be 0-3. They're 0-6 against the spread in the last six meetings versus the Raiders, or at the Raiders, I should say, and 1-8 against the spread in their last nine meetings overall. I like them 27-16. You know why? Because I just think eventually Darren Waller is going to remember how to catch the pass. And, you know, it's not going to be on Derek Carr as much as it's been. 27-16, Bri, your team wins.
All right, so I swear to God, guys, if the Raiders don't win this one, no one is allowed to take them for the rest of the year. We all jump on them, and they just fall apart. I'm scared of a late Russell score for a touchdown against them. I am. Mm-hmm. But like you said, we've had a ton of success against them. I know this is a different coaching staff in there who hasn't been that impressive. But, won four straight, won six of the last seven. And, you know, the thing is, even with Denver's had their good D in the past couple of years, we've had, we've scored on them. So that hasn't really been an issue.
Right.
I said last week, if they lost, that the season was over. If they lose this week, the season really is over.
Again?
Then you start thinking about, we need a top five pick. I do think that, at home, I think they come out offensively and they definitely play a little bit better. But I still think this is somewhat close. But I'm going to say Raiders. Yeah, I think this is like 20. I think it's like a 27. I also think this is like 27-24, 27-23 type of game.
Right in there. All right. You're giving Denver more.
Or maybe it's, maybe it is a little bit more low scoring. I don't know. Maybe I went a little too high there. Maybe it's a lower scoring game than that.
Here's the thing. Obviously, 0-4 is no good. But if they're 1-3, and we're going to talk about Chiefs-Bucks. Chiefs could lose. The Chargers have their problems. This will be a loss for Denver.
Yeah, you could be a game back. You could be a game back.
You can get right back in there. All right, Bri. Here you go. Yep. The good news is we're not doing the Spotify Live fourth quarter witching hour thing for the late afternoon games. We're going to do it early afternoon.
Thank you.
So there you go. Yeah, we spared you that.
Appreciate that.
instead of, it'll be Jets Steelers that we're screaming about. All right. We're going to take another break and we'll be back with some more games.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Bears at Giants. Giants 3-point favorite. 39 is the over under. I can't believe we're previewing this game. We try to take top 8 or 9 games, and this, but we have to. I guess we have to, Harry. They're both 2-1. Giants were all could had a chance to be 3-0. I'm going with the Giants here. I know this could be a dumb 21-20 game, but I'm gonna lay the 3. Two first year head coaches going at it. A short week, so another weird break for the Bears, but they are not scary at all offensively. Maybe the Giants aren't either, but listen to this. I mean, you could pick any passing stat you want, that he's completed Justin Fields 23 passes in 3 games, which is insane. I think that's the fewest out of any in modern history for a starter in 3 games. They average 78 passing yards a game. The next closest, I mean, that's obviously number 32 in the league. The next closest, the Panthers, 161. I mean, so that the Panthers double them at 31, more than double the Bears there. Both teams should be able to run. Khalil Herbert lit it up last week. The Bears have the inferior run defense, though. They allow 157 rushing yards per game. So Saquon Barkley, fantasy owner, should have a nice day there. Daniel Jones, just I think he'll be asked to make a few big throws, and he will. Again, it could be 21-20, and then the joke's on me, but I don't think this Bears team is good enough to stick around. I'll lay the points with the better 2-1 team, 26-17 final. Parlay Kid, you're going Bears here, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take the points here, Sal. I'm not really sure. I think these teams are very similar in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, Jones was running for his life the other night. I think the Bears can put a little pressure on him. Yeah, I mean, Barkley's been good, but Herbert was excellent the other day for the Bears. I'm not really sure of Montgomery's status right now, but I guess it doesn't matter. And we have to understand that the weather could be a little a factor in this game. It looks like it could be raining in Jersey that game. Again, I don't know who that helps. Both of these quarterbacks can run. I still would give the advantage a little bit to Fields in a running battle. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like Fields can't be as bad as he's been these first 3 games. He's due for
what?
I don't know.
Sure, really.
Harry, why didn't you jump on this game? I'm surprised. You're the first one who had access to these games.
Listen, because everyone knows my theory, my reasonings for this. So I saved it for a different game. I'll let Darren take this. I'm curious to hear Darren's analysis. Why he's taking the Bears here.
Honestly, we're not talking about the world's greatest passer here, and Daniel Jones either.
Right.
Never said that.
So to me, this is going to be a defensive battle. I think I'll just take the 3 points here. I think it's too much in a game where it literally could be 17-14 in this game. It could easily be that way one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I'll take the points to teams that are very, very similar. And like I'm saying, for Fields, I just don't – they've won 2 games with him just not doing anything. I think he could only improve from those first 3 games. I really, there's just nowhere but up for him, which could only help Chicago.
When are these teams going to play anybody? I'm really sick of this. I mean, the Giants, whoever you want to pencil in at 3-1 here, what's the next? Okay, so they go to London next. Packers better win that game.
Green Bay. It's in London. Against Green Bay in that
and
game.
Then
they got Baltimore. So they got a little stretch going.
Right.
But after that, Sal,
their
schedule,
too.
The Giants' schedule is a joke this year.
Seahawks, Texans, Lions after that, those three.
This game Sunday could be all Barkley. Forget about the quarterbacks. Barkley could just dominate and take over and win this game for the Giants.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, but I think you could say the same thing about the Bears running game.
Herbert looked better than Montgomery.
Yeah,
Montgomery's banged up.
Look better when Montgomery's healthy. Herbert looked better than him.
They don't lose anything with Herbert. Look for Mooney to score a touchdown this week. Get on the board finally.
One of those. Hey, Bry, how about my unders with the running backs again?
We'd have to do it running.
We don't want to get too crazy about injuries here, but I'm looking with some of these running back. I took all the running backs under. I think they had like 26 listed. And I think, I don't want to say I won with, now I forget. Who's the 49ers running backs? Mitchell out, right?
Yep.
Did you have Montgomery under?
You know, he was listed. That was another one. You know, there's guys like Kamara who don't look like they're going to go crazy anytime soon, but not injured. There was another one. What's the other injury that I'm probably going to benefit from? Am I out of my mind?
Running back wise.
Well, I have like Dobbins, you know, let's see. Isn't there another one that's like definitely out? No, Tampa, Rams, Akers I had under. That's a good one, right?
That's a great one.
So it's already like week four, not even week four, and I have like four or five guys that can almost pencil in for an under. Please, please, people, listen to me with that. Take all the running backs, unders, and receivers. Not as much. But, hey, I'm fascinated with this line. Tampa Bay, work with me here. What was this line here? Wasn't Kansas City laying a point and a half? And now what happened that Tampa Bay's a pick 'em in 46? I don't understand. I know there's terrible weather. You know, prayers go out to everyone who's in the line of fire there with the storm in Florida.
Where are they playing this game?
I think they're still playing it in Tampa, right, Babyface? I think they're still going to do it now. As of now,
but Tampa practice all week in Miami.
Right, but it's not going to be in Minnesota. Like they said, they might talk. They might do it in Minnesota. Right, it's now in Tampa. And so, but the line went back to pick them. I don't know. I just, everything else equal, and everything else is pretty much equal. I mean, it's not going to be the classic Brady Mahomes matchup that NBC loved. Right. I know NBC wanted both teams to be 3-0, but they're both doing it on defense. The Bucs defense, you know, our team suffered against them 14 points, 10 points, and 3 points. That's all they've allowed. And the Chiefs defense allowing only 4.5 yards per play, which is like fifth in the league. You know, I really think this is a messed up week for Tampa and how they have to, you know, plan for the storm and everything else. And their attention's everywhere else that except on this game, not to mention they've yet to score more than 20 points in a game. So I think Mahomes is the one who figures out this Bucs defense. Harry's boy Kelsey's in for a big game. 68.5 yards. You're never going to see that low and over under, right, for Kelsey. I mean, he's usually in the 90s. I get it that it's the Bucs defense. I think, he had some scary drops last week. He comes back, has a good game. Speaking of scary, it's scary to think of Chris Jones doesn't even have to touch Tom Brady, who's protected left and right. He could just say something about something about Giselle's accent, and it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. But either way, I think the Chiefs win this game 26-19. Harry, you going Bucks?
I am going Bucks. Bucks get Evans back, which should be huge since Kansas City is 27th versus the pass so far this season. Interesting. Kansas City's not first, not second, not third in overall offense so far after 3 weeks, but they're eighth. And it's also interesting, I thought
Tampa doesn't score 20 games. So why are you going after what's Tampa, 25th?
I think it's... Right. But also interesting is that last week at halftime, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy and Mahomes getting into it before half.
I like that.
The big tomato had to step in and break that
I
in.
I like it.
So interesting stuff there with Kansas City. Usually don't see that out of Andy Reid's teams. But Tampa Bay, like you mentioned, out their defense has been unbelievable so far through the three games.
Yeah.
They're first in points allowed, fourth in yards allowed, third in sacks and picks. I think they have the best secondary in the league led by Jamel Dean and Antoine Winfield Jr. Kelsey, you mentioned Kelsey. Kelsey had more yards, more catches, more touchdowns after three games last year with Hill than he does this year after three games.
I'm
banking on Brady and the Bucs D. When does Brady lose two home games in a row? 24-17, Bucks.
You know, you can't sound smart both by saying Kelce's a long shot to win MVP, good bet, and then also crap on his stats after 3 weeks and say, I told you so.
I thought he was going to have a huge year because Hill wasn't
exactly
there.
Yes.
Wasn't that what Harry campaigned on?
The recipient of that, yeah.
I said it could be. I said could be. Oh. I didn't say was. I said could be.
All right. Well, of course, let me just add, it could be. Nobody knows for sure.
Hardman has been invisible, by the way. Like I said, Hardman's not a good wide receiver. He's been invisible so far for Kansas City, by the way.
I know. But by the way, the Chiefs don't, the Bucks don't score points either. So we get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I think maybe I'm counting on this storm being a factor too much, just and everything around it. Not even the actual weather affecting the game, but I might do the -9.5 both sides again, Bri. Maybe it's just one of those really screwy.
Yeah, you'll get some good numbers with that. Yeah,
screwy that's games. Not bad. Yeah, because when it's a pick 'em, you get maximum numbers on both sides. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, Chiefs -9.5 is +310. So I imagine the Bucks have to be the same without even looking here. +280. Mm-hmm. All right, slightly different.
Big Tomato ain't beating Brady.
Why not? What's his record after a loss? I mean, it's pretty great, I would say, with Mahomes.
But what's Brady's after a loss?
I don't know. But I mean, I think he probably has two back-to-back losses. They had a bad stretch last year, right? They did. So I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't know why you're very excited about this Bucks offense. I guess Evans is coming back, but. Here we go. All right, Shark Tank. Do it, Harry. You're very, very full of yourself. So give us a three-team money line parlay and come back to earth a little
bit.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. +256 is pays. Mm. I'm going to take Philadelphia -278 versus Jacksonville in the Doug Peterson Bowl. Mm. Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, fantastic last week. Jags have not won 3 in a row, by the way, since December of 2017. I'm going to take the Lions -190 against the Seahawks. Detroit pays Seattle back for hanging 51 on them last year. Detroit's offense, pretty good, averaging 32 points per game. So I'm going to take the Lions at -190, and I'm taking Brian's Raiders -140 over Denver. I mentioned earlier in the week on Against All Odds, the Raiders, 3 losses by just a total of 13 points. Mm. They have beaten Denver 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6. Denver just 43 points through 3 weeks of the season. Carr and Adams get back on track, and the Raiders get their first win. So it's Raiders -140, Lions -190, Philly -278, pays +256.
I like two of those, like Philly, and I like Las Vegas. Detroit, I feel everyone's leaning on them now. Everybody's going, you know, and Swift is, I don't know if Swift is playing even. For that, they're going to be entertaining. Seahawks are kind of frisky. They stick in there. That was my pup of the week, the Seahawks. They were +170, now +158. But let me hear everything else first. Parley Kid, what you got?
Yeah, I don't mind that, Harry. I kind of like that. Look, I'm going to stick with the Raiders pick here. I'm going to take Carr over 1.5 touchdown passes at -129. I love the Raiders this week. If there was ever a game that Carr has to win, this is it. Or like Brian said, I mean, I'm not saying this with the 17 game season now, I don't think an 0-3 start is a death sentence like it used to be. Mm-hmm. I still think they could go 10-4 the rest of the way and make the playoffs. So this is a must win for them. Carr needs to have a great game. He's found a really good receiver in Hollins.
Right. How much did you pay for him? You won that guy, right? What'd you?
I did pick him up. I think I paid like less than Harry paid for.
You paid 31.
35, I think maybe Sal. Did I say 35?
Harry says 31.
And look, and you got to remember, I'm a desperate team. I can't, like we talk about 0-3. Like if I'm 0-4 in fantasy, my season's done. So I had to roll the dice.
Would you trade Hollins for Pirine right now? No, I mean, Pirine's more valuable. $36, you're getting more value.
My team is 0-3, and there's not one guy on my roster I would trade for Pirine. And I have Mixon. And I have Mixon, too. So I could use his backup, I guess, but there's not one guy I would trade on my lousy team.
Is that why you did it, Harry? So, like that, you thought that was going to be the nail in the coffin? Like you know, Mixon gets hurt, Darren's team is screwed, and then you got the...
That sounds exactly like what Harry would do.
Look, I'm 2-1 in the league, but my running backs are a big question mark. So, and Mixon hadn't scored a touchdown yet and hadn't looked great. So I took him he had a touchdown last week, and I just thought maybe I might need something if Mixon isn't going to get
rolling. You still think like we're on you for picking up P Ryan.
I don't know. It's like Darren spent 35 on Hollins. I don't know.
Harry, why are you beating that nun in the street with a hammer? It's like, well, my father bought me a hammer. Like, this is like stupid. Like, right, why did you 36? Just spend $4 on it. Like, I don't question that you need a running back.
When do I play you? When do I play the motherfuckers?
You better hope it's not for a while. And they're gonna bleep that. They're gonna bleep that. But it's not a curse word. The motherfuckers. That's the name of my fantasy team.
So. Yep, that's it.
All right.
And yeah, so Sal, what was it before that, Sal? Do you remember?
What was what before?
Because
what was
the name of your fantasy team, now that you mention it?
Do you remember? I don't.
I don't know. I'm just saying, because that you couldn't have... Our league was in existence before
you
named it.
No, you know what?
We just
went by names for a while, and I demanded we change it to team names. I was like, this is lame. Okay. Yeah, I remember, like, print that. Yeah, it was like Chad and Harry and Frank. It was lame. I remember.
Really?
I still have printouts of it. Yeah, without team names.
Oh, that's because everything was done by hand at that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it.
Nicknames didn't exist.
So, yeah.
Certainly was.
Carr over 1.5.
What is it with Harry? Why is Harry so snark? I don't understand. What's the snark is all about? He had a parlay.
Feeling good. He won a
good. I had a 14 parlay.
Wait till you try to stand up, big boy. How good you feel?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Carr over 1.5. Yeah. Sal, can I finally get that? Can I complete this, Harry?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I just expect a big game.
Yeah. Right.
I know Denver's defense is solid, but Carr needs to have an exceptional game, and he does. He does. Raiders win.
Babyface, do you have a theory as to why Harry is so bossy and so confident all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, listen, you host every day, and for 2.5 years, uh-huh, you've done an exceptional job. You took one slight night off tonight, and Harry, this is true.
When your cousin Jimmy
takes a night off, someone has to a guest host, and I think Harry is feeling himself right now.
Harry hosted Spotify Live in my absence, and now he's like playing the boss again, I guess. Is that what it is, Harry?
No, it's not. Not at all.
All right. but Babyface, did he show up on time to his own show? That's what I want.
I snuck in just under the wire.
Good.
Yeah, he was. Okay. He was the last one on, so.
Perfect.
First one on for this show.
Make a
Mikey
grand
Meatballs
entrance. All right. There you go. Our brother Brian, let's hear it. I know you're big on this Kentucky game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kentucky +7 at Ole Miss. I just don't get the spread in this one. It's way too high. I mean, you could look at Kentucky last week and say they didn't look great against Northern Illinois, but Ole Miss didn't look great against Tulsa either. So, I mean, but this Kentucky team is legit, right? They continue to be great defensively. Yeah. Levitt's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. They get their star running back Rodriguez back this week. That's huge for them. I think this is going to be a close game. I would even look at the Wildcats maybe on the money line here too. I just don't think this Ole Miss offense is necessarily great right now. 7 points just is way too many. Maybe it's like a fishy line here, but mm-hmm, I don't get it. I think, you know, Kentucky's right now, I feel like they're the better team. I know that the crowd is going to probably be crazy at Ole Miss, but
we like them when they beat
Florida.
Give
me the 7.
We were like, they might be a top 3 team in the SEC, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
+7. All right. You know what, Brian, this is going to get you mad, but not only am I not going with yours, but I'm going with Parlay Kids. Loading up on these Raiders. So this has to hit. I think this is going to have to hit for me to do this. Over 1.5 touchdown passes.
Yep. It's not going to
get good. No, it's going to be good. Well, it's going to be good because we're going to get it in the first half, and then they're going to end up losing the game. So
it'll be good because Carr is my quarterback in fantasy.
Oh, I don't know. Are we playing this week? Are we not playing?
I'm playing chat.
You didn't start P Ryan at quarterback?
I'm sitting Russell Wilson.
All right. There you go. All right. So I'm going with you, Parlay Kid. Carr over 1.5 touchdown passes. Hey, we got some mail. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com from Adam Kowalski. Sal, big fan of the podcast. I enjoy the insight and humor you guys bring every episode. I found it interesting the latest episode how Pauly Kid promoted Kyle Wright for Cy Young for having more wins than Alcantara, while negating the fact that Wright has thrown significantly fewer innings than Alcantara. Another sticking point for Pauly Kid. Wright does have 20 wins, Alcantara 12, but 50 fewer innings. Granted, in two more starts, Wright averages 6 innings per start, blah, 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 it goes on and on. Also, Pauly Kid said Wright is playing in higher pressure situation. I wonder if you can guess how many of his 20 wins have come against teams projected to be in the playoffs. The answer was 3. 7 of Alcantara's 12 wins against playoff teams. All right.
That's what happens when you play in the NL East.
Oh. But yeah, but Alcantara has 7 out of 12, he's saying. Just curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying, but 12 wins to 12. I mean, it's just what. So, yeah, just all that aside then, right? So, all right, he's pitched more innings. Good. Okay. Probably has more strikeouts. Good. But the 8 extra wins don't negate anything. I mean, that's a large amount.
Listen.
I'm just saying, at 50 to 1, that my point was at 50 to 1.
You're right. That's high.
That was the guy with the 20 wins, 50 to 1
that's,
in this day and age.
You're right. I don't know why. By the way, wait, where is it? 50 to 1? Is that what you said? Because I'm not even seeing.
He was 50 to 1 like three or four
I'm
days ago.
I'm not even seeing him on Kyle the board. Wright.
Well, there you go. So tell me how that's not crazy.
I'm seeing him. Urias 20 to 1.
Yeah, because all they do now is they just look at all those other metrics. Yeah. That,
you're right.
Wait a minute. But how did he disappear altogether? Like, he's not even 5.
20 wins.
This is wrong. He just wasn't listed.
They were mad at Pauly Kid, I think. For
they took him off. Like, they have guys who are 500 to 1 on here. Edwin Diaz, for instance, who really should be the Cy Young, if you ask me.
He ooh, has, 500. Whoa.
I mean, it's the song of the summer, like, crying out loud.
I'm not against that either, Sal. I agree with that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
By the way, I pulled a fast one here. So, did I tell you that? Did I say this already on the podcast? So, Timmy Trumpet is Guillermo. We're in Brooklyn all week. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Guillermo has an entrance at the top of the show each night. Timmy Trumpet is going to play him in. Guillermo is supposed to wear a Mets jersey and come out and da 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 da. It's going to be fun. And Jimmy emails me after the rehearsal. He's like, "Wait, why was Guillermo wearing number 7? It says Rodriguez, which is Guillermo's last name, and number 7." And I was like, I didn't see it. I was out on the street rehearsing something else. Edwin Diaz is not number 7. And do you want a Diaz jersey? He's like, yeah, I don't know why they screwed this up. We come to learn that the Mets cleared number 7. In other words, for Guillermo to put his name on it, it had to be a clearable number, a number a Met doesn't use. So they used number 7. So I said, production, I'm like, hey, you better get an Edwin Diaz jersey for Guillermo to come out to. So then, of course, in classic Jimmy fashion, we show Jimmy the Diaz jersey. He's like, just have Guillermo wear the number 7. So he wears the number 7. Now we have this Diaz jersey, and I had Timmy Trumpet sign it. Now I'm going to have the kids bid on it for my love. We'll see which boy loves me the most.
Gets
the Timmy Trumpet signed Edwin Diaz jersey. So there you go. All
it's right. going well, to Harrison.
I know. Harrison says, I want it. He texted me, Mike, immediately. All right. So thank you for that email. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. That was Adam Kowalski emailing in. Hey, extrapoints.com/arcade. Play prop quiz. Play the pick'em. Got $100. We have gold caps up for grabs. Big weekend coming up. Big week here in Brooklyn. That was lots of fun. Had a great time seeing the fellas. Bri, you're coming tomorrow, right? Or Friday night? See you at the show?
Friday night, baby.
Good times. Friday good night. Times indeed. Babyface, did I miss anything?
No, I think I think we're dubbing this must-win weekend. A lot of must-win games, including for Brian's Raiders, because, my God, Kansas City Raiders Monday night, that's going to be ugly if the Raiders don't win. And maybe
– which month? Oh, that's the following Monday? Is that a week from Monday?
Yeah, that'll be a week from Monday.
Oh, God.
And must-win a gold hat. Jesus. It would be great if he won a gold hat, too.
Yeah, I'm not.
Stop! I'm not. It's
we will see you 3:20 Eastern time on Sunday. Spotify Live. We got. I don't know what are there. 1, 2, 3. Oh Jesus! Are there 10? Are there 10?
There's a lot. There's only 3 games? 4. There's only 3 4 o'clock games.
Oh, there's 9. That Minnesota game is in the morning. 3.
Still gonna be wild.
Still 9. Give me a break. Yeah, you're right. Wow. Three late afternoon games, Bri.
Nuts.
God, couldn't they make? What could they make? What couldn't they have made?
Yeah, the Buffalo 4 o'clock kind of suck.
Or something.
What's the 4 o'clock? The 4 o'clock suck.
Carolina's home for Arizona. Raiders. Green Bay home for New England, which I guess was a decent game. And then your Raiders. I mean, your Raiders.
Yeah,
it's
It's a terrible schedule for 4 o'clock.
Dallas is playing their one home game that they play early for the season.
What do you mean?
They never play it early in the day. They always play either late or they're on national television.
Okay, is that true?
So what's the conspiracy theory? What does that mean, Harry?
Just they're on TV a lot. That's all.
I don't even think that's true, first of all. Wait, I'm not letting them go here. That's not true. Okay, you're saying they have one home game, you're saying early. Okay.
One home, 10 Pacific right, start.
I don't even care. Okay. I don't even know how to read into it.
No, they're home against the Bears at 1 o'clock in week 8.
Yeah. All right.
At home?
Yep.
Okay. Just checking. All
right. What the hell is, what's going on with Harry? Someone fix his back. Someone jump on his back. What do we do, Bears?
Let me see. I'm going to get up. Let me see.
They're home against the Texans at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Week 14.
Darren, they're on plenty of home.
Yeah, they got at least three home games at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
they could be flexed.
Yeah, they're going to get flexed. They're going to get flexed against the Bears. That's for sure. Yeah.
Is Harry flexing right now?
Is he playing a trumpet right now? I'm not sure what all those noises are.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Good Lord.
All right, there you go. What is going on? Is that gas? All right, that's enough. We've done enough this week. Harry hosted the show. It's exhausted. All right, that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal Singh. So long and happy handicapping.
So tight.